Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Battle for Shahid, to Jacksonville for Myers. I will be tracking what those guys do the rest of the way. That's part of the accounting work that comes with doing nothing at the trade deadline. What did you miss out on? How did your guys, who you internally viewed to be good enough, how do those guys perform? Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin. I would probably lump even tight end production in there for the Steelers over the second half of the season. There's a conspiracy theory on what really happened yesterday, and you guys can all react to it. And there's even a conspiracy theory inside of the conspiracy theory. It's like those, remember those eggs?
Russian nesting doll.
You know those Russian nesting doll eggs that maybe you're...
They're not eggs, they're just dolls.
You'd open one up and there'd be the same exact looking one inside.
It's called a Russian nesting doll.
Yeah, my grandma had a ton of these.
We have one that Ace likes to play with it. He's like, where's that doll?
Which grandma? The one that used to have the big jug of wine?
Yes, Bubba.
I love her.
She had a ton of these things around the house.
She got Russian nesting dolls and just lots of wine.
Donnie, I never met her. She sounds like a first-class lady. I could see her and Candy in Monroeville sitting down and talking about that Steelers-Dolphins game played in the slop over at Heinz Field.
Well, I mean, I've told Candy in Monroeville this before. They actually sound the same on the phone too, which is like, it's like weird to me.
Yeah,
but like every time Candy calls in, it sounds a lot like what my Bubba sounded like on the phone.
Well, and she would say to you, how about when that ball got stuck in the mud, Donnie?
Well, don't most grandmothers have like sort of I'm not saying they all sound the same, but there's a certain cadence, a warmth to the voice, Donnie. Candy's never calling raising hellfire and brimstone. Maybe Pony's grandma.
Yeah, I was going to say, my grandmother's not really associated with the word warmth. She's coming in hot all the time. Yes. Yeah, wow. F-bombs. If it's not an actual F-bomb, it's like the Italian equivalent of what those words are. Yeah. She's like, "Do you see what this Strumbalad did last night?" I'm like, "Wait, what?"
I'm going to get in trouble within my in-law in-laws for saying this.
Yeah.
Alex's grandfather and grandmother, maternal, are still alive and they're very, they're still doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Her grandfather does not he won't swear.
Mm-hmm.
But he will, and Donnie, be very careful here because I'm not going to say the word, so don't worry. He'll just go, "Oh, those mother suckers." And I'm like, we all know what you're saying. You're not hiding it from anybody. Like, it's Why don't you just say it if you really want to say it? But he'll.
Some people don't believe in swearing, like he'll say Ben Roethlisberger or BMAC or like, Philip Rivers.
He'll say suck that and stuff like that. And I'm like, what are you
doing? Wait, how old is this person?
He's in his mid-80s. He'll come up to me and be like, oh, those.
Suck on that?
No, he'll just substitute an S where an F would make it a very FCC unfriendly word. But he'll say so
instead
it a
of
lot.
F that, he'll say suck that?
It's
this
mainly,
is a man in his 80s
it's
doing
mainly,
this?
It's mainly mother suckers.
Mm.
It's just, and I'm always just completely thrown for a loop by it.
The conspiracy theory is that Rooney blocked the trade. That Rooney was the quote-unquote voice of reason that's like, simmer down now. Let's not get our panties in a bunch. We've got good players here. Let's not give up future picks.
Oh, I can't wait to ask Mike Florio
about
this.
Let's not go too crazy here.
Hey, did you see where the next year's draft is? I want to make lots
and
lots of picks.
Well, I was just going to say that was the conspiracy theory inside the conspiracy theory, which is the motivation behind that is they've got a festival here. They've got the biggest event in football other than the Super Bowl, you might say, coming to Pittsburgh next April. And so they're going to be more protective about those draft picks than any draft ever. And I go back and forth on that. Like, part of me thinks that's really stupid when I say that out loud. Why would you let the location of a draft affect your decision making? But I've also heard intelligent people say things like they'd love to take their next quarterback here in Pittsburgh. They think that would be really cool to anoint their next quarterback successor.
I would rather
at the
them
draft.
Just pick the right quarterback.
Yes.
I don't care if they do it here or Timbuktu.
Agreed. But it's their event, you know?
Yeah.
And
that's
their
not
party,
good...
so they want to throw a good party, Chris.
Well, you know what this conspiracy within the conspiracy, I guess, would sort of underscore? It usually doesn't get associated with the Steelers where it's a family business and football is the business, but it would be we're running this like a business and that's a big event for business and we're letting it supersede like what happens on the field potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would be a very Jerry Jonesian thing to do, don't you think? To say, I'm not trading picks in part because I'm having the draft here next year and we've got a lot of picks and I want to make this a complete like Dallas, you know, a blowout here in Arlington. It's at Jerry World. And I'm going to make this the biggest show and spectacle next to the Super Bowl, maybe even greater than. Like, if Jerry Jones said, my point is, if Jerry Jones said exactly this or this conspiracy went around about him, people would be like, what an asinine reason to step in. I know he's their GM, but
the Steelers also are the franchise that up until recently was synonymous with building through the draft and winning with the draft.
I know.
So they might not look at it like they're doing something just for appearances. They're doing it because it's perfect. It makes football sense, and it also helps the bottom line too, and helps them pull off this huge event. Bless you. Oh no, he's dying over there. Donnie, let me ask you: do you buy this conspiracy theory that Rooney got involved here?
No, it seems pretty silly to me that this would happen. That like I feel like the only owner, and you guys brought up Jerry Jones when they hosted
the whole conspiracy
Dallas.
Theory, or just the little egg inside the egg about the draft being here. Do you think that Art told those guys, "Hey, do what you want with the trade deadline," or could you see him saying, "Hey, be very careful about trading those draft picks"?
No,
Let's
I mean,
remember,
I
we need those draft picks for
I mean,
April.
I get on Art Rooney's case a ton, and it's mostly deserved, but I mean, I don't think he stepped in yesterday and told them, hey, do not make a move because I want all of these picks for late April.
So the only, now that I'm done, like, I think it was like a small piece of pepper somehow. Anyway.
Well, that's, yes, because you're eating 29 peppers during the breaks.
No, like actual pepper, the seasoning.
Okay.
So the only, I'm not even sure I could call this a football reason. Where he would step in and say, don't make this deal. But I would call it like I'm going to be the realistic person in the room, the adult in the room here. Their odds right now to win the Super Bowl, not that anyone's making decisions necessarily based on Vegas odds, are
They're
still
not.
16th in the league.
Yep.
Art could look at them and say, hey, I'm not like, I'm not you, Mike. I'm not Andy. I'm not a football guy per se. But there are a lot of teams to leapfrog. How much would this really help us this year? It's looking like a deep AFC again. We're currently the best team most people think isn't even technically in playoff position, the Chiefs. Is this really going to move the needle? That's the best I can come up with for a football reason.
I don't think that that's how he looks at it, though. I think he looks at it like they're in first place in their division, and that's a home playoff game, and that's what he cares about.
Somebody might want to tell him what the rest of their schedule looks like and then have said, hey, Art, you probably should have made a trade because you've got Baltimore twice, Detroit, Buffalo, Chicago on the road where you never win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Listen to Starkey on Wednesdays. Today's a Wednesday. To hear about his card of the week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Our 93.7thefan MLB analyst Matt Clement joins us. Our listeners got a big kick out of hearing Matt and his sports card collecting hobby last week and all of the investing he did into LeBron James cards early in LeBron's career.
And you're saying yesterday on the air that you're basically going to do the equivalent of buy stock in Coca-Cola and Apple and try to make a modest profit. Meanwhile, you want to take no risks in your own card buying forays and like project onto somebody who's young and possibly very good right now.
I mean, Matt, you obviously are a very smart guy. Do you agree with my thought? Instead of investing in stocks, I should invest in things I know, like sports, a la sports cards?
I'd probably invest in the stocks. It's hard to hit those sports cards like that. And like I said last week, there's a plethora of people that I missed on in the mix there, but it's nice to hit on somebody every once in a while.
So what is your thought on the start of baseball free agency and how the Pirates should go about their business here?
I think it's going to be an interesting time here, especially for Pirate fans. And I've been thinking about this a lot.
Because usually it's a depressing time, Matt. So I'm intrigued by your word choice right off the bat there.
Well, Ben Cherington's in an interesting situation. I think that like a lot of these higher end, higher paid free agents aren't the answer. Like you get two or three of them, two of them hit, they're the answer. Like to me, I look at this from a different perspective. Your strength is your pitching staff. You need bats, but your pitching staff is going to win if you're going to win. And like the first person I would call, in the first moment is I'd call JT Realmuto with the Phillies, because you're catching both ends of this, right? You're getting this veteran leader, number one, which we talk about. They always could use that with this young team. You're also going to teach all these young, he's been the best defensive catcher, arguably, over the past 5, 6, 7 years at times, at least one of the top two. So that's going to enhance your pitching staff at the same time. And you're going to put a bat in the lineup that, like, okay, worst case scenario, he's a 260, 270 guy with 12, 15 home runs. He steals some bags still. He has, at least in the past. I don't know about last year in particular. And it's just you're bringing that leader in. And in my opinion, it's a win-win situation. They're projecting him for, like, 2 years at 12 to 15 a year. Sign him for 3 years, and here's my thing. At that rate, because you're going to have to make him come to the Pirates. Like, he isn't going to just want to come to the Pirates. And then here's the thing. If it's July and you're out of the race, Will Smith might be hurt and the Dodgers will take him in a heartbeat. The Padres will take him in a heartbeat. The Mets will take him in a heartbeat. There'll be a team that wants him to help them win the World Series when it comes around. So the investment to me isn't even a huge investment from that case. I'd use my money honestly, trying to sign Connor Griffin to a big deal and get him on the wraps, and maybe even think about Chandler, maybe even think about Jared Jones, because I think that money you have, the big money, just doesn't translate into what's they're going to need as much as they need with the bats.
It does feel like you're trying to get the Russell Martin lightning in a bottle 2.0 with Realmuto there.
Well, I feel like that would be great, but I feel like he's been a good hitter, number one. But
he's
like,
coming off his worst hitting year basically in a decade, though. I will say that.
True, but you're having to take some chances with people. I'd rather take chances a lower number in a spot that, okay, now we have Henry Davis who can learn from this guy, and maybe that takes him over the top as a catcher. Maybe he becomes Skeen's personal guy. Because he kind of schemes likes to throw to him, and then you move Flores as the platoon guy to first base, maybe with Horwitz, and you really haven't spent a lot of your money. Then you hopefully use Keller maybe to go to, let's throw something hypothetical out there. Let's go to Boston, who has a plethora of outfielders and needs pitching. So you go Keller, maybe get Jason Duran in that situation, who's still under contract. He was $7 million this year. Who's not huge. So just some moves from my thought, and maybe lock up these young guys in a deal. And I think that's the best bet for if you want to hit the jackpot with the Pirates. I mean, if you want to try to just sneak in the playoffs, there's other moves to make, but that's the way I look at it.
Matt, how much blame does former Pirate IKF deserve for the Blue Jays losing Game 7 Saturday night?
I mean, I give them zero blame.
Wow. Okay.
Wait, why are you clapping, Pony? Because you agree?
No, I'm just that's a
okay. It's based, a bold statement
based on the way that Twitter reacted. He was like the scapegoat for what happened in that
game.
Well,
let's start with this. I mean, I don't know if they're there without some of the contributions he had with Bichette down, because he played a pivotal role like up until that time. But secondly, like. I here's the thing. I haven't dug into this on Twitter, but I did see an interview that Muncy did saying, almost sticking up for him, saying, I was holding him on at third base, like I was holding him on at, like I'm holding him on at first base almost, and to keep that jump from being down. So I take that away, and I think of it from a flip side. If he's getting this monster lead and gets picked off the end of the game, what do you think the Twitter hate would be then?
Well, here's my like rebuttal to that. The Twitter hate would be off the charts, and I'm not trying to give like a voice to just Twitter is the arbiter here. Yeah. But like I saw the wide angle view, and the one credible thing I thought people were saying, and I know former players have disagreed on this. Pony, you could refresh my memory as to who said they all freeze on these plays now because they don't want to get doubled off on a liner, but. Yep. They show him as the pitch is very clearly being thrown. It's not going to be a pickoff attempt to third base. He basically shuffles his feet maybe a foot or two. Not like that quote-unquote aggressive secondary lead you always hear that guys are supposed to take. And because the difference is so minuscule in him being out versus safe, I've got to believe if he just takes like more of a standard secondary lead as the pitch is starting to become to head towards home, he probably beats that throw given what happened to Rojas's footing on the play.
Well, and I think we can kind of cut it in the middle here if we want to. Like if he takes the super aggressive one, then you're running the risk of the line drive pickoff.
That's what Justin Turner said. Yeah, Justin Turner said that if a major league player in the infield gets a glove on the ball, you're out at home plate. So there's a better chance of getting doubled up on a line drive than scoring from third on a ground ball in the infield. That was his take.
Yeah, and I believe so. So I mean, could we? You know, I'll respect your point because yeah, you probably can always say it could have been, especially when you see the replay and Smith's foot came up and all this other stuff. But I've heard the other argument is he should have ran through the base on that rather than sliding on that, which is. You know, that happens like two or three times a year anywhere. So, and the biggest part of the World Series, I don't know if that's the case. And I'd have to guess like the third base coach was giving him specific instructions on how he's going about that at third base too. Like that's not just something that IKF's just sitting over there, you know, freelancing on his own to a degree, maybe, but that third base coach is going to be saying, hey man, we need you to get this. We need you to get that. And quite honestly, like I think that's the part about the big leagues that sometimes amazed me, and sometimes I tend to forget. Like the big leaguer gets that. The infield's in. Big leaguer gets glove on that ball. He's scoring. And if it's a crazy play where he has to dive or whatever the case may be, I mean, he's not scoring if big leaguer gets glove on that ball, like Turner said. But if he has to dive or something, like it's going to get through, and you can't take the chance of getting doubled off. So I just. You know, there's just too many other things that happen to put all your hate onto him in that situation. But, you know, fans, that's a tough way to lose.
I've got one more for you. Then it has nothing to do with a secondary lead. It has to do with a bit of conventional baseball. Well, this is just how you do it that I think is maddening. Why slide there? It slows you down. Just sprint through the bag. You're not Jeremy Giambi in the A's-Yankees series where you don't slide and Jeter's able to flip the ball. Just sprint through the plate.
And I think that there's some that's conventional baseball. You don't do that. And I think that maybe that's got to be something that, you know, my goodness, like because nobody does it. That's something maybe the third base coach gives them. Like, hey man, we're going straight through this. Especially if you see Smith out front. You know, if you see Smith out front, it's a traditional ground ball. We're gonna go straight through this because you run the risk also. Like if you're going straight through it and all of a sudden the throw takes. In front of you, then you have a monster collision there, and craziness ensues, and they're replaying it in New York to figure out if he's safe or out or legal.
Matt Clement, our 93.7 The MLB analyst, a word to the wise: don't invest your kid's college fund in cards. Go with stocks instead. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, thanks.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys.
Hey, join us for a toast to the fan. It's a party about us at the Drum Bar. Inside the Rivers on Monday, November 17th, as we celebrate winning the 2025 Marconi Award. We won a Marconi Award as a station, even though during that time, shenanigans took place, like me getting my nipples pierced.
Well, that wasn't during the voting period.
Yeah,
that was
point.
After. It was after.
Good thing we waited until after. This incredible honor wouldn't be possible without you, our loyal listeners. So we're thanking you by buying the first 300 guests a drink.
You better read that real carefully,
I am,
pal.
Buying the first 300 guests a drink. Okay. If that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. Raise a glass with us, hang out with our hosts, and celebrate another amazing year of Pittsburgh Sports Talk Radio. We can't wait to see you there. Monday, November 17th. Our Marconi Award night.
Where do you think Pro Football Talk had the Steelers in their power rankings, Pony, this week?
7th.
11th. Ooh. Mike, do you write all
not
the blurbs
a big bump
here
for the Colts?
A four victory. a three spot bump for the Steelers, but I hope you write all of these yourself, cuz I think you've said before that you kind of roll your eyes at power rankings but do them anyway. I love this.
No, that's his take on mock drafts.
Oh, that's right, mock drafts. Steelers
same
at 11.
Same thing though.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Sunday's
same
performance
thing
proves conclusively that they should burn those ugly-ass throwback uniforms, Mike. I enjoyed reading that.
Those are the worst. They're absolutely the worst. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a factor in losing. How do you get yourself ready to go play a football game against the Green Bay Packers when you look like a pack of idiots wearing
and you know
things?
What? You know what? You're backed up even more on bad throwbacks in general. What did the Packers go out and do the very next week? Lose in those ugly-ass throwbacks they wear.
Mike Florio, our guest, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. Mike, I'm going to read you a question from diehard Steelers fan and U.S. Open champ Jim Furyk. He asked a question to Jerry Dulac in his chat today, and I want your response to it. He said, Jerry, why make all these win now moves in the offseason like Rodgers, then get conservative and worry about future late round picks at the deadline? That seems contradictory. Thoughts? Dulac response, that's a good point. Maybe because they know they can't keep overhauling their roster every year. At some point, you have to go back to what you've always believed, that the best way to build a roster is through the draft, then supplement your 53-man with some free agents or trades. Mike, my question is, why choose yesterday as the day where, you know, sanity prevailed and all the big splashy moves the Steelers have made for a year, suddenly we're not going to make any more because we're worried about fourth and sixth round picks? Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's this balance that every team has to strike. How much are we going to make the move to help now if that means mortgaging a little bit of the future? And they were in the Jacoby Myers thing. That's been reported. You were sounding that alarm as a possible acquisition. He ends up going to Jacksonville instead. We don't know who else they were conclusively and concretely talking to, but you have your principles. You have your standard. This is what we're willing to do, and we're not going to give up anything more than that. And at the end of the day, they, if they had opportunities, they decided to not go higher than whatever they were willing to offer, so none of the deals got done. It doesn't completely surprise me. It's disappointing because they could use help at various different positions, but they have to think about the future. And you don't want to start giving up too much of the future in an effort to get someone who's going to help you to some undetermined amount in the present.
Mike, how about this one? I know you love a good rumor and a good theory. This is one that Pony received earlier, that maybe they didn't make a move because Art Rooney II stepped in, and I'll give you the Cliff's Notes. The thought would be, he said, whoa, guys, let's not get too crazy here. We do have the draft in Pittsburgh next year, and we want to keep a lot of those picks and make sure we have the capital to make moves and make a very big splash at our big event in 2026. You think that's plausible as you hear me say it out loud?
No. First round pick, yes. Second and third, yes. By Saturday, nobody cares. By Saturday, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many picks you have. And if you trade a sixth or a seventh round pick now, you can always pick some up next year during the draft. I think by Saturday, the whole thing's winding down anyway. So early round picks, yes. Late round picks, no.
So, Mike, do you think they'll regret then hoarding these day three picks and not picking up the second receiver that they badly needed?
Well, they added Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and who knows how much gas he has left in the tank.
Mike Tomlin told us yesterday he's just a practice squad player, and it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the team, Mike, that Rodgers had nothing to do with that signing whatsoever.
Well, you know, they didn't trade for Alan Lazard, and I thought the way the Jets were moving guys yesterday that he would have been in play if somebody wanted him. But it's impossible unless you had a clear shot at someone, and it was obvious if you increase the offer from, you know, a 6-7 swap to a straight 6 or, you know, whatever little nuance it might have been, and you had a clear shot and you said no way, no how, and the guy goes somewhere else and becomes an instant superstar, that's the only way you're going to be regretful. And I don't think it's healthy to regret these decisions, because you got to focus on moving forward. And that's what they have to do. They got to focus on moving forward. They made their moves in the offseason. You don't do deadline deals if you do your deals earlier in the year. They did their deal for DK Metcalf. They did their deal for Jalen Ramsey. There's your deadline deals. That's what I think they would say. We did our deals well in advance, and we got use out of these guys the first half of the season.
What do you make of the, I'd say, the phalanx of callers that we had into yesterday's show who were saying things like, well, once again, they didn't plug their number two wide receiver hole. Therefore, they should have held on to George Pickens and not given up a third round pick that does nothing to help and getting back a third round pick that does nothing to help the team now, having more regret over that deal.
No, I think the problem is, and the moment that they traded for DK Metcalf, I said George Pickens is gone, because in a contract year, and at the time we didn't know who the quarterback was going to be, you can't be in a position where you're trying to justify the financial investment in DK Metcalf, $30 million per year on a five-year deal, and also feed George Pickens enough targets so he's someone who will suddenly be a guy that they want to have around. They clearly got to the point where they didn't want to have him around anymore, so they got what they could. They sold at the maximum level they thought he would be at, and now he's Dallas's problem. Hey, look at that move he did the other night. And I'm a big George Pickens fan, but sticking the ball in the guy's face when you're trying to drive down the field and score 10 points to force overtime, or more than 10 points to win the game, and you give up 15 yards of field position, it reminded everyone that for as good as he is, he's still prone to doing things that'll drive
you crazy. Classic. That was a classic vintage George Pickens play, yep. Mike. All right, so we have a decent body of work. I'll ask you more of a broad question. I know you have them 11th. We have a half season, essentially, of the Steelers. Do you look at them, if you were tiering your AFC contenders, you know, you've got the favorites, the serious contenders, the everything goes their way tier, where would you put the Steelers? Like, are they getting close to serious contender status for you?
Serious contender as in to get to the Super Bowl?
No, that they can win, like, that they could
That's
be...
That's how I think serious contender.
Yeah, serious contender is you can at bare minimum be in the conference title game.
I mean, serious contender to justify everything they've done this offseason is team that gets to the playoffs and wins at least one playoff game for the first time since 2016. I think that's the floor for considering everything that's gone on this year of success. Look around the conference. You've got the Patriots and the Bills, who are both powerhouses in the East. You've got the Colts and Texans, Jaguars in the South that are going to be in the mix. And you got three teams that are all very good in the West. It may be that the only path to the playoffs is to fend off the Ravens. And I think it comes down to the Ravens Steelers, and one of those teams is going to win the division, and the other team very well may be home once Week 18 comes and goes. And that puts even more importance on those two games, Week 14 and Week 18, between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So that's really the question. Can they fend off the Ravens, or is this beast that supposedly was awakened by a pair of wins after their bye week, is this Ravens team going to be impossible to hold off?
Mike, I have a funny way of unintentionally igniting a fire with Steelers fans and making them very upset. And I unintentionally did that last night. I tweeted, if Aaron Rodgers retires, here are three guys who I think could be the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2026. And here are the three names I threw out there. Joe Flacco, Kyler Murray, Anthony Richardson. Which one of those three names do you think is actually the most realistic?
The most realistic?
Yes. Flacco, Murray, Richardson.
I don't see why they would pursue Flacco. He's been available multiple times over the last 5 years.
But Mike makes him out to be the greatest quarterback of all time. So I mean, it's weird. He gets nervous about playing him, but then he doesn't want him.
If he was walking through the team facility, Mike might like throw his coffee or something if he came around the corner. He's so scared of him.
And look, you know, Browns fans are up in arms that they traded him. Look how great he's doing. Well, the Browns don't have T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. That has a lot to do with it. So you give this guy T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, and he's going to potentially light it up, but he's also prone to making bad mistakes, and ultimately they're not winning football games in Cincinnati. I think it would come down to Richardson or Murray. I think Murray's going to be available. The question is, do you have to trade for him, or are you going to have another Russell Wilson situation? I broke down what's going on with his contract, and they're in this minefield now where Murray's still injured and they realize they're better with Jacoby Brissett. There's a chance he gets cut after the season with a $39 million full guarantee next year from the Cardinals, and maybe the Steelers can get him for the 1 year minimum if he's available. Now, I'd want to have to go there, but I look around and I say, where are the clear landing spots going to be for Kyler Murray? Who's going to clamor for Kyler Murray? He never really fulfilled his potential. He's been to the playoffs one time, and it was an ugly loss to the Rams in 2021. He's had injuries, and his height or lack thereof can be glaring at times. And as he gets older, that explosion, that ability to just kind of take off, that's going to be diminished as well. But of the three, I'd probably go Murray just because I think he's going to be available potentially for nothing. Richardson is intriguing. He's a work in progress. He's got a lot of maturing he needs to do as it relates to the things necessary. Check all the boxes and do everything you can to be a true professional. Maybe he's learned the lesson, but I think he's going to be available in the offseason, but the Colts are going to want something for him.
Mike, I got one more for you. Very big picture. Just what do you – I missed Monday Night Football. I couldn't watch it because I have YouTube TV. What do you make of the ongoing impasse between ESPN/Disney really, and Google here, who are the two real players of this situation?
Well, you know, we've got multiple examples in our current existence where – stuff is going on and we're all caught in the middle. And it's unfortunate when there's so much crap that we have to deal with in our day-to-day lives that you can't just easily press a button and watch the game if you're a YouTube TV customer. And I've had so many people say, all you got to do is go get rabbit ears. Well, who the hell wants to go find rabbit ears and figure out how to hook them up to your TV, right? And I mean, oh, well, you can get this app or that app. Well, I don't know that that app's going to be available on my TV where I watch the game all the time. Like, I want to be able to just click the button and watch the game. I don't want to have to spend time thinking about a workaround. I don't want to have to spend a minute worrying, can they work this out? Here's how it works. And when I practiced law, this was true. If there was a lawsuit that needed to be settled and the two sides wanted to resolve it, you resolved it. You went into a room, you closed the door, and you stayed there until it was done. Often with a third party. when you're ready to get something resolved, you can get it resolved. And if they gave a crap about the consumers,
they don't.
And I don't think they do on either side, they would say, we got to prioritize this. We got to fix this for our consumers. These people are paying us a lot of money. They count on having this content. They want to watch their football. Let's do what we're going to do anyway. This isn't going to never be resolved. It's going to get resolved. But there's too much ego and money and posturing. And we're the ones who are caught in the crossfire. And I'd like to say a bunch of words that would get you guys fined. And
yeah,
I'd probably end up having to pay some of it, too. If I knew I wouldn't have to pay any of it, I'd let them fly right now. But any expletive you can think of, let it fly in your mind. That's how they're treating us.
Here's one other just quick aspect to this. We know ESPN and the NFL are very much tethered together. But so, too, is the NFL with YouTube and YouTube TV because of Sunday Ticket. So I guess I would wonder, what's Roger Goodell's role in all of this?
Good question.
He's got to play both sides of it here, too.
I've written about this and I've talked about this. The NFL is in a position where they could, and if I was with you guys, I could reach my hands out and I could be like Mo Howard. Do you guys know who Mo Howard is?
Isn't he in
Please tell me you know who
Mueller's
Mo
never
Howard.
Seen Godfather.
But I know who he is.
He's never seen it.
I know who he is.
No. Not Mo Green.
Oh.
Not Mo Green. Mo
when
Howard.
When he was making his bones when we were screwing cheerleaders.
Wait, is Mo Howard in Three Stooges?
That's Three Stooges.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So you're going to knock our heads together?
The bowl cut.
Gotcha. Okay.
The bowl cut. And he would get.
I like Mo Green better.
He would get Larry and Curly's heads and clunk them together.
Yep.
That's what the NFL can do. They've got the business relationship with ESPN, the business relationship with YouTube. And the NFL has a habit of telling its broadcast partners what they're going to do. And when we say jump, you don't even ask how high. You just jump. And you just assume you jump as high as they want you to jump. And for them to stay on the sidelines here is curious, to say the least. They're going to own 10% of ESPN. They've got the YouTube deal where they want to have more games streaming. And they've got the Sunday Ticket deal with YouTube TV. You know, people said, hey, I'd like to cancel YouTube TV, but I bought Sunday Ticket through my YouTube TV package. What's going to happen to that if I cancel YouTube TV? So the NFL is being conspicuously quiet here. I asked them on Monday. I sent an email saying, can you just tell me so I can pass along to my audience how your fans can watch the game tonight if they have YouTube TV? They never responded.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk again next week.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.